Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 97 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to talk about an article that was written for my blog by a guest author. So I'm going to link the article as well on the show notes page so you can go and have a look at it for yourself, because I would invite you to do that, because there are lots of, firstly, it's a good article. And secondly, there are lots of links for further reading and other information that are linked from there. So you can go and have a look at those as well. So if you want to have a look at this article, you'll find it linked from englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode97. And you may remember, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, in episode 60, I had a guest on the podcast. It was Cara from Leo Listening. And Cara talked about information for French speakers who are learning English. So if you are a French speaker and you're learning English, you may be interested in episode 60 as well. But this time, Cara was talking about something more general that is relevant to all learners of English, and that is making listening a habit. Because if something's a habit, it's something you don't have to think about. I don't have to think about making coffee in the morning because I need coffee in the morning. It's just something that I do almost automatically, go and make the coffee, because I can't really start my day without it, without feeling all kind of stressed out because I need coffee. And another thing, like when I, at the end of the day, I don't have to think, oh, you must take off your makeup. I take off my makeup because it's just a thing that I do. And this is the kind of thing that Cara is talking about here, making listening something that you do, so you don't just have to think every time, oh, I must do some English listening, I must do some English listening, because it becomes part of your life and it becomes a habit. So I'm not going to read Cara's article because you can read for yourselves, but I'm going to talk about some of the main points here, and then, if you want to go and read it for yourself, you can. And also, on that page are a lot of other links and how you can find out about Cara and what she does, and there are a lot of resources on her website for people who are interested in improving their listening skills, so I would also advise you to go and check them out too. So she starts by asking, are you listening to enough English? And I think, often people say they want to listen to more English, particularly people who are in countries where English isn't the native language, because if you're living in the UK, then English is all around you. But if you're not, then you have to make an active choice to listen to things in English, whether that's a TV series, a podcast, an audio book, conversations. You have to go out of your way to do it. And that's why it's even more important for people in this situation that it becomes a habit, because otherwise you'll forget to do it. So it's about making it a habit and improving it gradually, because I don't know, at New Year when people say, oh, I'm going to do this and this, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week and I'm going to lose this much weight and I'm going to exercise for so many hours every day and I'm going to not eat any more sugary foods, and then the next week, they didn't do any of these things and so they give up. But if they had said, if they're not going to the gym at all and they say, I'll go once a week, that is definitely better than nothing. It's not the 3 or 4 times a week they wanted to do, but 1 time a week is achievable. And if you can then build it up to 2 times a week and 3 if you want, but it's not saying like from the 1st of January, I'm going to go every day, because you'll fail and then you'll feel terrible and then you'll give up completely. Whereas if you build it up gradually, you will be able to hit those goals. And it's the same with listening. If you're not listening to any English and then you subscribe to 8 different podcasts that are produced daily and you think you're going to listen to them all every day, you're not. It won't work, and you'll end up with loads and loads of podcasts in your podcast app, and you'll just feel overwhelmed. I mean, it's fine if you want to subscribe to 8 different ones to see which ones you like and then unsubscribe from some of the other ones. That's fine. But sometimes I see people with lots of enthusiasm and then they set themselves unrealistic goals and then it all falls apart. So don't do that. Try and start off with something achievable and then build up. And another point that Cara makes is, as teachers, we can give tasks, we can tell people where they can find good listening resources. But we don't think about how people will fit that in. And I think with listening, that's an easier one to fit in than some other things like writing or something like that, because you can listen while you're doing other things. But you still need to find time for it, even if it is time when you are, I don't know, cleaning the house. I find that really boring, so I always listen to something when I'm cleaning the house. Or if you have a train journey to work or something, you can listen to things then. So it doesn't have to be fitting extra time into your day to do listening. It can just be adding it to other tasks when you're not actually using your ears for anything else. So you don't have to be the best, but you do have to be consistent. And it's like, I don't know, it's like social media, for example. If you have a business page and then you expect people to like your posts when you only show up once a month, it's probably not going to happen because you're not top of mind. And it's the same with listening. You know, be consistent. Try to do at least, 10, 15 minutes, half an hour every day, whatever works for you, but try to do it. And even if you don't feel like doing it, try and do it anyway. Even if you don't manage the whole 30 minutes, do 15. And just try to keep doing that every day to make sure you keep your momentum and don't just try and cram in 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon and then don't do any more English for the rest of the week, because you'll get more benefit from just showing up and doing the activity regularly. So Cara's first piece of advice is give yourself a ridiculously easy goal, one that you know that you'll achieve, one that is just so easy. And you might think, what's the point of that? It's so easy. But the point of that is setting the bar low so you can then raise it afterwards. So yeah, you've achieved your 5 minutes of English goal every day. And then you can make it 10 minutes, then you can make it 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It can go up, but start with something that's easily achievable, and then you can build on that as you become, you know, it's a habit, and then you can just make it longer, but then it's already a habit. So you know you listen to English on the way to work. So yeah, you can spend a bit longer doing that, or maybe on the way home as well. But whatever it is, make it something really simple that you can know you can do, and then you can build up from there. And then two is add a goal to an existing habit. So Cara also mentioned that the morning cup of coffee, because that's, you know, that's just a thing that we do, I have to do. But if you know you're already doing something like, I don't know, the commute to work, then if you add listening to that, you're not going to forget to go to work, are you? So this is part of your day that's already there, and then you can add listening to that. And make it super easy as well. Make sure you have something to listen to already. You know, download things if you don't have a good Wi-Fi plan, or if you're traveling on the underground or something. Make sure that when you go to do the listening task, that something is already there to listen to, or you have a queue of things to watch on, listen to, or watch on YouTube, or yeah, just make it super simple. Number three, get ready for success. So be organized. This is partly what I was saying about making it easy to listen to things. Be organized. Make sure your phone is charged. Otherwise, you know, if you're listening on your phone, you won't be able to do it if it's not charged. Make sure you have a headset with you. Make sure you have something to listen to, as I've already said. Make sure that it's as easy as possible for you to achieve your goal because you're super organized. And signing up to things is also a good way to do that, because then you're not looking for content, whether that is signing up to a newsletter or subscribing to podcasts or subscribing to YouTube content. Whatever it is, that is the way to make sure that you regularly get this content, because there's nothing worse than thinking, oh, I need to read something. What should I read? I'll have to go and look for something to read. And then your half an hour is already gone because you wasted it looking for something to read. So make it easy on yourself, like on Facebook or Twitter. You know, follow pages or accounts that provide the kind of content that you're looking for. So you can see them and you think, okay, yeah, I'll come back. I want to read that. And then it makes it easier. You just have to focus on reading or listening and not finding content to read or listen to. Number four, productivity is a question of priorities. So you need to know what your priorities are if you want to be productive. So if you know that listening is a priority, then you'll find time to do it. There's a saying, I don't know who said it, so I can't quote them, but I heard it and I thought it was quite good, is if you want something to be done, then ask someone who's busy, or ask a busy person. And that sounds like counterintuitive, because yeah, if you want somebody to do something, then find someone who hasn't got anything to do, they've got more time. But the point here is, yeah, ask a busy person, because they can probably fit more in. They're not wandering around saying how busy they are and not doing anything. They find out their priorities and they get stuff done. And this is the same. If you really want to improve your listening, then it needs to be a priority, and you need to make it a priority. So a couple of questions that Cara asks are, why do you want to improve your spoken English? Is it a priority for you right now? And because if not, then however much you try, it probably won't get done, because if you know that it's not a priority, then there will always be something that's more important. But if it's something you really want to do, then it will be easier for you to find time to do it and to build it into your day. So some people want to listen to English because they enjoy it, you know, because they want to watch movies and understand them without subtitles. Some people have to do it because they need it for work, and that isn't really an option, and it may not be about enjoyment. It may be, I need to understand what's going on in the meetings that I attend so that I can contribute something. So people have different reasons for wanting to improve their listening, and that will also influence what they listen to. So that's another point. If you need to be clear about why you want to improve your listening, because then you can choose appropriate things that will make it easier for you to do that. So you need to know if this is a priority for you to start with, and if it is, then think about how you can build it into your life and make it a habit. Because when things are a habit, you don't think about them, and you don't think about finding time for them. I never think about finding time for, I don't know, washing my hair, or doing things that I do and I want to do. Or exercise has become a bit like that for me. I did used to have it in my calendar as like a diary entry that popped up. It's now it's time to do your running, because I found it really hard to get into my day. But now I don't have it in my diary, because it is part of my routine. The time for the running and cycling changes depending on what meetings I have, because my schedule is not the same every day. But it's a thing in my diary now, and it happens, because it has to happen, because it's part of my day now. So whilst the time may change, the fact that I get it done doesn't change, because it's a habit. And that's another point. If you want to kind of write something down, like to, I don't know, now it's time to do English or something, so you get a reminder, then that might help you to make it a habit. But once it's become a habit, you won't need that, because it'll just be part of your day. So that's, I've kind of gone through what Cara said, but I haven't read it word for word. And she has added extra podcasts and links to apps and other blog posts in her article. So if you want to have a look at all of this, then go to englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode97, and Cara's article will be linked from there as well. And if you click on there, you'll see all her other resources. So I hope that was helpful. Have a great day and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.